time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the silent buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
On the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight is college hoops here on CARE. And trying to the heart of America Athletic Conference, the Ravens are playing host to the Peru State Bobcats. Joseph producing an engineering tonight, as he does, well, pretty near every night. Joseph, thank you so much for being there this evening. Tom counts with you here courtside and getting started, I don't know, feels like about a minute early, but probably not so much. Peru State and Benedictine ladies game is going to be first, and the PA guy, he's down there introducing the starters, so I'm going to do that for you. What do you say? First of all, for the Lady Bobcats, under head coach Mike Seibrandt, they come into the game at 6-6 on the season. They are 6-2 in conference play. And hang on here, we're going to get a little light going. For Peru State, they're going to be starting McKinley Toby, a 5'9" sophomore guard out of Broken Bow, Nebraska. Arison Vonderschmidt is from Falls City. She's a junior at 5'10". From Beatrice at 5'8", it'll be sophomore Dakota Hainer. Savannah Bingham from Plattsburgh, Missouri. She's a 5'8" senior and running it out at 6'1". The junior from Albertville, Minnesota, it'll be Kylie Diaz. Kylie Diaz is the offense for this team. They're going to feed it into the middle. They're going to get into her hands, and she is averaging 23.6 points a game. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom, his assistant coach Andy Connolly, Lady Ravens are already in double-digit wins with their victory at William Woods on Saturday. They are 10-5, 6-1 in the heart. And Benedictine is pretty much settled into that starting five with Riley Brugham, a 5'8 junior from Lenexa. Out of Corning, Kansas, a 5'7 It is freshman Owen Dieters. A senior, the lone senior on the starting group is Michaela Bauman. She's from Blair, Nebraska, and is 5'8". And then from Adel, Iowa, Kelly Stork and Nicole Stork. Kelly's the freshman. She's 6'1". Nicole, the junior, at 5'11". And for Benedictine, you have three starters plus a player off the bench averaging double digits, led by Riley Brueggemann, 17.9 points a game. Nicole Stork is a Lady Ravens rebounding leader, averaging over 7 a game. Brueggemann averages over 4 assists, averages about 3 steals a game. So there's how it shakes out for Benedictine. And there's a full slate of conference games going on tonight. Missouri Baptist is at Culver Stockton, Mount Mercy at William Penn, Central Methodist hosting William Woods. Missouri Valley is at home with Park and Graceland at Clark, and that is where Benedictine will be next on Saturday afternoon. Games you'll hear here, of course, on Care Radio. It'll be Benedictine at Clark. So that all said, we're about ready to get it away with this one here this evening. Already out of the court is going to be Peru State in their traveling black uniforms with blue and white lettering and trim for Benedictine. It is a home white with red and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Lady Raven basketball here from the Nolan Gym on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Guys game coming up after this one as we have our normal Raven doubleheader. The tip is away, and it'll be pulled down by Peru State. Lady Bobcats with the basketball. We're underway. Peru will work the outside against the Lady Ravens player D. The feet in the block, and the shot off the window with the left hand almost goes down and then kicks out no good. Ravens are going to come up court with the basketball. Flying down the right side is going to be Dieters. She'll lob it over to the right side. That's going to be Kelly Stork. Drives into the lane, turns, twists, spins, shoots, scores, and she's going to draw a foul. The foul is going to be on Kylie Diaz. Now, again, we talked about Diaz. If there is a player the Peru State cannot afford to have in foul trouble, it would be her because she leads them in points. She leads them in rebounds. She leads them in assists. She leads them in blocks. I mean, she is their do-it-all player. Free throw, no good. Benedictine has a 2-0 lead right out of the gate, half a minute into the contest. Now the bounce pass into the center. It's going to be stolen away. Ravens coming up with a steal. Here's Brueggemann, lobs it over to the left side of Michaela. Again, it goes to Stork. She'll back in. Topside Dieters sidestep the defender. Brings it back out on top. Ravens are going to rotate the ball. Again to the top. Dieters for 3. In, out, no. Rebound Kelly. Kicks it back. Bauman passes up the shot. Brueggemann won't. It's off the back. No. And the rebound this time is going to be found by Cole Stork. So Nicole will pick up her first foul, the first by Benedictine, and a little over a minute into the game, Peru will be back up court with it. It'll be their third possession. They still are looking for their first point this evening. Lady Ravens, quickly back on defense, driving down the lane, going up with the right hand. A sweeping shot is going to be up and good, and Bingham is on the board. Savannah will have the first bucket of the game for Peru State, tying the game at 2. Here's Brueggemann with it in front of the Peru bench, and she's going to lob it on top of miscommunication with Nicole Stork. Nicole was way up between the circles and then broke down the lane just as the pass was being released to the top. So nobody there to get it. It's going to go out of bounds across the way, and here will come Peru with the basketball. It is a tie game at 2. The feed to the right block. Diaz will fall away, shoot, and score. So Diaz will have her first bucket of the game, and Peru will take an early 4-2 lead. Shot from the outside for Benedictine, off the mark, rebound. Here comes Peru State. Lady Bomb camps with the basketball, and again, Peru's been playing good basketball. They come into the game at 6-2, 9-6. There's a feed over to the left side. Now the ball's going to be knocked away out of bounds. And It'll be put back in by Prue from the offensive end. They'll reset the shot clock at 20. Kind of sound like a Prue's record is. Is it 9-6 or is it 6-6? I'll do a little research, and now we're going to get a turnover, and back it's going to come to Benedictine. I'm going to go with 9-6. I think that that is just maybe in error here. Here come Lady Ravens. Peters passes into the middle, trying to get it to Kelly, and the defender reaches around her, and Savannah Bingham will have her first foul. It'll be first 18, foul two. Benedictine has committed one. 7:44 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens trying to buy a pair. The pass in the middle from Nicole Short is going to be knocked away. A bad pass into a lot of traffic, and Peru coming up again with the basketball. BC hitting only 1 of 4 in the early going of the game, so they're a little cool of getting things started. Here's a drive to the right side of the free throw line, and a shot for the baseline. Up no good. Rebound, Brueggemann. Riley brings it up the floor, races down the left side. Accelerates, goes to the baseline, puts off the shot that's going to be blocked away, but we're going to have a Peru foul. Could that be on Diaz? She was in the neighborhood. And it is going to be, again, Kylie Diaz. And for Peru State, that is catastrophic. So Diaz comes out of the game. And again, she averages 23.6 points, over 10 rebounds a game, and also the team's leading assist player. First free throw by Brueggemann is up and good. Benedictine able to tie the game with the second shot. 7:14 to go in the opening quarter. Second free throw. She'll get them both. It is 4-4. Peru back into the court with the basketball. And it's knocked away. Stolen. Here comes Dieters off the steal. Will drive, lean, shoot, and get it to roll in. Dieters for two. Ravens go back in front at 6-4. Nice steal by Dieters, who went directly to the other end of the court, straight to the rim. Here's a driving shot on the other side. It's going to be up no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Kelly Benedictine on the run. Dieters down the right side, lobs it over to the left foot. Bauman all alone. Goes three, rims out, no good. And a rebound cleared away by Peru State and Toby. Now we'll get a jump ball called as the Ravens reach in and tie it up. Possession here, Lady Bobcats. It's a 6-4 BC lead in this women's college basketball game here in Atchison, Kansas. 6:38 to go in the opening quarter. Owen Dieters coming out of the ball game for the Ravens and checking in for the first time tonight. 5'7" senior, Diana Moser out of Brazil. Moser has been with this program for, I think this is probably her third year. She's a senior, but I think this is her third year here in Atchison. The ball works around to the left side. Kiara Dodd is in the game, by the way, for Peru. Here's the shot from the left side with the left hand, and it's nicely done. It is up, and it is in, and the game tied back up off the bucket by Harrison Vonderschmidt. We're even at 6 minutes to go, opening quarter. Not high scoring here in the early moment. Has to come to the right side, back in the end. The shot up, going to be short. Rebound, Peru State. So for Benedictine, Kyla Fitzgerald, the 5'10 senior from Australia, could not get that thing to fall. We're back down court with it. Here's Bingham. Shot up, no. Rebound, Stork. This time, Brueggemann will bring it up the right-hand side. Pulls up a running 17-footer. No good. Peru rebounds it back down, and Benedictine continues to not shoot real well in the early minutes of the game. 5.5 to go, approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. 6-6 ball game. In the lane, no room. Back over to the right side. It's going to be Dodge. She'll drive it into the corner, way deep in the corner to Bingham. Now right side of the lane again, trying to back in. No room for Vonderschmidt. Kicks it on top. Shot clock at 7. Vonderschmidt feed up. Now a feed in the lane. Little one-handed push shot is good. Vonderschmidt has two-point shots from very, very close. And we have 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. The Ravens are down 2. Here's a shot by Brueggemann. Up and no. Rebound. Pull back down by Peru State. Brueggemann starting off a little bit icy. She's 0-4 from the floor in the first 5 minutes of the game. And we get a travel by Peru State. All right. For Benedictine. Let's just reset the five on the floor because we're going to get some. Well, let's take our media break, Joseph. Then we'll come back and we'll reset lineups because both coaches putting in some new players. We have a timeout of the floor. 4 minutes and 43 seconds ago in the opening quarter of the ladies' game, the first of our hoops double header. It's Peru State 8, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 6.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Back with you is the Ravens are here in the NOLA Gymnasium for the first time in 2026. Welcome back. 4:43 to go in the opening quarter. Peru State here in Atchison tonight, and they lead the Lady Ravens by 2 as Benedictine puts the ball in play in the backcourt. Out of the 4-4 BC, Riley Brueggemann and Kyla Fitzgerald, Dinah Mosier, Michaela Bauman, and Kelly Stork. Ravens with the ball. They're on offense. Here's Fitzgerald with it. Looks left, looks right. Now goes back door to Brueggemann. And a defender's in front of her. Brueggemann points in and says, the ball was out of bounds off her, but the official standing right at the baseline with what should be a perfect vantage point says no. It'll be PSU basketball. 4:14 to go in the first quarter. Peru into the fourth quarter. Benedict, 2 of 9 shooting the ball so far tonight. 22% Peru hitting half of their shots, 4 of 8. They'll hook into the lane, kick it back on top. The drive to the free throw line, the dish back. The uncontested three is off the back. No. Rebound, Benedictine, and with perfect interior position, Nicole Stork is able to draw the foul. So the foul is going to be on Peru State, and it's going to be on Lauren Dosatko. It'll be her first. It'll be Bobcat team foul 4. Benedictine has only committed one foul so far, but they're going to have to get some points on the board. Here's a little shot from in the lane. It'll miss by Nicole Stork. Here comes Peru back the other way. Lady Ravens continue to struggle to get points on the board. They're now 2 of 10. And the Bobcats are going to widen the floor a little bit, run side to side. A little bit of a motion offense. And each time they come in, each time they hand it off, they come a little closer to the rim. And now the pass into the lane is going to be stepped in front of a stolen away. Brueggemann with another steal. And the Ravens are going to take it away. 3:14 to go in the opening quarter. BC with a basketball. 3-point shot. Stork way short. And the long rebound cleared away by Peru. Bobcats down the floor. Left side, that's going to be Sanders. She go way up high near the center circle. And Peru will reset his offense. Sanders in front of the Benedictine bench. Drive toward the baseline. Changes direction. Shoots it high off in the window. It's no good. But a Peru rebound by Bingham. Shot clock goes back to 20. And Bobcats are going to run it again. Left side of Bingham. Should drive across to the free throw line. Big collision. Bodies on the floor. They're going to call it a charging foul. Fisher comes over. Makes that call at the scorer's table. It'll be the second foul of the game for Savannah Bingham. And for Peru State, now you got two starters, Bingham and Diaz, with two fouls each. And, by the way, that is the fifth team foul. Desado has one foul also for Peru. For Benedictine, only one foul yet this afternoon and in the evening. It belongs to Nicole Stork. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Kelly Stork back in the game. She will rotate, shoot way short. And now the Lady Ravens are shooting less than 20%. They're now 2 of 12 off the floor. Pass to the right side. Drive it across. Little entry pass off the left block. Leaning up, the shot rejected. What a nice block by Kelly. Here comes Benedictine and Owen Dieters. Rocket pass into the front court. Back out on top, Dieters goes three, missed it. Rebound tipped out Peru. Benedictine can absolutely hit nothing right now. They're 17% shooting. Here's a runner on the other end that misses. and the offensive rebound, and we get a foul on the floor. Having been beaten to the ball, Kelly Stork makes a secondary effort to try to retrieve the thing, and the process will collect her first foul of the night. Raider Raven team foul two of the opening quarter, and BC will take Fitzgerald out of the game, and we're going to get our first look. Who that's going to be. Minute 48 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens are going to be back here on defense with a minute 48 to go in the first. 8-6, Bobcats. What a low-scoring game we have here. And now, reaching in, Kelly Stork will pick up a quick second foul. So Kelly with two, Nicole with one, and those are the fouls for Benedictine with a minute 38 to go in the opening quarter. Bobcats with a basketball, leading it by two, bringing it into their offensive baseline. They'll kick it in over to the right side to Vonderschmidt. And here's a steal. Keeters coming down the court. She is one on two. And very wise, he's going to wait for some help. Feeds it into the lane with a driving shot is up and in. How about Macy Edison? She hits the bucket, ties the game. And we are a minute 15 to go in quarter number one. Extraordinarily low-scoring ball game. And now the ball is on the floor, rolling around. Peru will pick it up, square up, shoot it, and hit it. The ball was kind of being rolled around the floor, and Dodd finally was able to get a handle on the thing and got the shot away. Tierra's first points of the game. Bobcats go right back up at 10-2, and now on the other end of the floor, we get a whistle and a foul, and the bucket went in, and we got to count it. Yes, the basket counts. The Peru foul is going to be on McKinley Tarber. So the bucket counts. And here's another free throw coming up for Kelly. This one will rattle in. She has five opening quarter points, and the Lady Ravens, with their first lead in a while, are up one. We're in the last minute of quarter one. Peru dealing with a little kind of token pressure in the backcourt. Ravens are defending back there. And then, not keeping her eye on the ball, the pass across court for Peru State for Toby just goes into the crowd. I think she's looking up the floor, kind of stealing a peek to see where her defender was, and Benedictine is going to get advantage of that turnover. Nine on the shot clock, Lady Ravens. 32, 31, 30 seconds left in the half. Shot clock at three, at two, at one. The shot goes up, misses the rim, and that is going to be a shot clock violation. So now the shot clock will be off with 26 seconds left in the opening quarter. Ravens lead it by one. And no one is going to have a very high-scoring opening quarter. Peru, still in the backcourt. We'll lob it across the timeline. Over to the right side. It'll be Vonderschmidt. Off on top. We'll get it up high to Toby. Cross-court it goes. Jeter steps in front of it with the steal. Drives the length of the court. Stops. Lays it up and in. Owen Dieters with four. And there's the buzzer, bringing us to the end of the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor. After one here in Natchez, Kansas, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 13, Bruce 10.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Well, Benedictine gets to the end of the opening quarter and secures a now 3-point lead at 13-10 as we welcome you back here to the Norland Gym on the Raven campus. A look at the opening quarter scores for you. For Peru State, pacing it away, is going to be Vonderschmidt. She has four, two apiece for Bingham, Diaz, and Dodd. For Benedictine, leading the way offensively. How about Kelly Stork with 5, Owen Dieters with 4. How about that? The freshman kind of blazing the trail here in the early going of the game. 2 apiece in for Riley Brueggemann and Macy Edmonds, but kind of the big news is Lady Ravens just not shooting very well right out of the gate there. Well, now they've increased a little bit, but they're 5 of 17, 29%. Cruz State at 38 on 5 of 13 shots. Ravens from the outside, well, it can only go up from here. They are 0 for 6, 3-point shooting in the opening quarter. Here we go. Benedictine with the basketball to begin the second quarter. We're back underway. The feed, end of the lane. Kick over to the left side. Dieters goes 3. Miss it. Make that 0 for 7. Cruz State with the rebound and into the forecourt with it. Here come the Bobcats. Hainer with the basketball. Swings it over to the left to Dodd. She'll bring it back on top. Hainer. Dakota Hainer. Here's a little left-handed shot. In and out. Rebound chased down to the corner. Curry's going to save it from the top. It's a 3. Launched and missed. Rebound. Dieters. Owen having a really good ball game for Benedictine. Tell you what, she just hustles. She comes up with a rebound, coming up with the steals. She'll put up a 3 and hit the first 3 of the game. Owen Dieters, 7 points. And for Benedictine, it is now a 16-10 lead. It is the largest lead for either team in the game so far tonight. And we're a little over a minute into the second quarter. Bobcats work their way to the right side. Running shot, high off the block. No. Rebound is on the floor, and Ravens are going to clear it down. For Benedictine, Hattie Groves and Owen Dieters, Diana Moser, Macy Edson, and Nicole Stewart. There's the 5 on the floor to be in the second quarter. Driving to the left side, behind the back, pounds to Edson. She'll double dribble the basketball. It just is so easy to have that happen to you. And Macy Edson, a freshman out of Palmyra, Nebraska. .8:24 to go in the opening quarter. By the way, Palmyra is much closer to Peru State than Atchison. So there's that. Ball in the back court. Raven pressure causing Peru a lot of trouble. They'll get it up and get it across. No, they don't. 10-second call. I thought maybe that last pass getting across the midcourt line was going to be quickly and done quickly enough, but it was not. And at 8:13 to play in the second quarter, Benedictine will have it in play near midcourt. A little conversation between head coach Mike Steinbrent and one of the officials. I don't think he's real happy with the fact that his team took too much time to get that ball across the middle. And now a bounce pass inside is going to be kicked, and Benedictine will have it in. They're going to say down at the baseline. Got Michaela Bauman back in the game now for BC. Bauman and Stork, Dieters, Fitzgerald, and Brueggemann. Here's a shot from the corner. It's up and good. And another long-range shot for Benedictine. BC goes up now 19-10. For Peru State, big possession. They just cannot, if they wouldn't have any chance of winning this road game, can't let BC get by double digits at this point in the game. And now we got a whistle off the basketball. And apparently it's an infraction against the Lady Ravens. Foul is going to be a hold. So Dieters is going to check back out of the game. Owen, after hitting a pair of threes, is going to come out. Peru looks to get it in play and comes way out on the elbow. Brings it up to the top. Here's Toby with it. Swings it back over to Vonderschmidt, to Toby, out on top, the 3, all alone, missed, rebound Benedictine. Fitzgerald coming up with a basketball, here comes the Ravens, here comes Brueggemann. She'll put up the long 2 and hit it. Oh, on the line for Riley Brueggemann. That is her first field goal of the game and her 4th point tonight, and the Ravens are up 11, 21-10. And BC is in its last 3 shots, and they are on a 10 No, make it a 13-0 run, according to my Adden. 6:57 to go in the first half. Peru State desperately needs something on the board. Here's an NBA three that's not even close. Brueggemann coming out with a rebound, and here come the Lady Ravens. Again, BC on a 13-0 run. The drive left, Brueggemann, the runner for two, 15-0 run. I'm surprised Peru hasn't taken a timeout yet with 6.5 to go in the opening half, and they find themselves now down 13 points. A lot of pressure, and there comes the timeout when they get her to midcourt. That's a good break called by Coach Sebrand. We're going to take a break. 6.5 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens have turned it on. It's Benedictine 23, Peru State 10.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Nolan Gymnasium with 6.5 minutes to go in the opening half of the women's game with the guys' game still on tap. We're anticipating that thing getting underway at about 7:30. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph's in the studio. Tom Couch with the here and coming out of the timeout. Peru State with the basketball and desperately needing some points. The Ravens are on a 15-0 run. They work to the outside. Benedictine has gone a little zone. Here's a shot, and there it is from the outside, just with the doctor order for the Bobcats, a three-point shot by Savannah Bingham. 23-13. 6 minutes to go, first half. Here's Brueggemann, goes left side, gets doubled up, feeds across Stork, shot blocked. Rebound, back up with Wacom Peru. Quickly down the right side is going to be Sanders. Sanders brings it back off on top, rotates it around to the left. They go to the right side of the free throw line, nothing there. Back outside, the three way too strong, and the Ravens are going to clear it away. Kayla Fitzgerald with the board. BC right side. Back it in, Stork, twist, turns, lean, shoot, scores! Nicole Stork gets her first point of the game with 5:22 to go in the first half. 25-13 Benedictine. Sanders has it for Peru. Eases over to the right side. Skips it outside the block. Driving in, falling away. The shot's no good. And superb interior position for the Lady Ravens by Fitzgerald. Coming up with a rebound. Full length to the court pass. It's good to get away from Bauman. It was a little too long and maybe delivered just a moment too late. BC is going to bring both Macy Edson and Owen Dieters back into the game. Dieters, of course, out of Corning, Kansas, the 5'7 freshman, and Edson, the 6'3 freshman from Nebraska. 5 minutes to go in the half. Peru brings it in. Ravens press all the way up the floor. Peru will have the ball knocked away by Bauman, and it's going to be stolen back for the Bobcats. Sanders, quick hands, is able to recover that basketball, and now we have a stoppage of play. I'm guessing that shot clock's wrong. Fisher's going to walk up there. Shot clock's at 15. I don't feel like it's taking him that long, but maybe it did. I don't know. 4:48 to go on the scoreboard clock in the opening half. Lots of games, as we mentioned earlier, going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Don't have any, doesn't look like we got any updated scores quite yet. We'll keep you posted with those. Yeah, here we go. 26 now. So they're going to put back on the shot clock. And Peru's going to bring it in to the free throw line, to the baseline corner. They'll skip it out to the wing to Vonderschmidt. Back right to Sanders. Raven defense has been really good. Now they're back across the lane. The off balance pass. The baseline three is missing, and a rebound off the floor to Diana Moser. Here comes Benedictine with Owen Dieters driving it down the right side in front of the Peru State bench. At the 4:20 mark of the opening half, the feed down underneath Fitzgerald. One hand push pass over to Bauman. Long two, rims off, no good. Rebound Peru. Tomcats are going to run it the other way with 4:10 to go. First half. All the way down to the baseline right goes Toby, and is it a Raven foul? It is. The foul is going to be on Moser. No. The foul is going to be on Dieters. So Owens first. And here comes Peru. Nice inbound, and the baseline layup is up and good. Cute little crossover shot underneath by Diaz, who's back in the game. And again, Peru needs her out there, the leading scorer, their leading rebounder, their assist leader. And now Benedictine has the ball batted away. Dieters goes to the floor. Diaz goes to the floor. It'll be a jump ball and possession Bobcats. Ravens by 10, 3:49 to go. First half here in Atchison, Kansas. Little women's college hoops tonight here on Care Radio. Guys, hoops coming up after this one. Swing it over to the right side. Peru State is back on offense. Still got to cut into that double-digit deficit. A crossover dribble out on top by Sanders. She'll swing it over to the right side. The lob into the lane. The kick back out. The wide-open three is coming up short. And a rebound. Well, as it's being rebounded, we've got an offensive foul. And it is going to be on Savannah Bingman. She was the shooter. And this was crucial because now Savannah has three fouls, and she is their team's current leading scorer in this game tonight with 5 points. So three fouls for Savannah Bingham. 3:20 to go. In the first half, as Benedictine brings it back in play. Bergman is going to have it on the right side. Plays off the screen by Nicole. Now the little give and go. Stork backs in, goes up, missed it, got a run rebound, able to follow it home with a second shot. Stork has four. 27-15 at BC. 3 minutes to go in a half. The shot from the outside, no. Rebound, saved deep in the corner. Vonderschmidt is going to save it for the Bobcats, and now the Ravens reach in. Hattie Gross comes up with a steal. Here's Benedictine. Brueggemann, 1-on-5. Can't like those numbers. But she's going to pull up anyway. They're going to say she palms it over. She's changing direction. I'm going to tell you, Riley Brueggemann, I think, fears nothing. And coming down the court 1-on-5, that's probably no consequence to her whatsoever. She doesn't care. 2:45 to go. Oh, is it? I know what that is. That's a reminder that we're enjoying college basketball on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. 2.5 to go. First half, dropping a shoulder, and a one-handed shot up and in from in the middle of the lane. Pretty shot by Vonderschmidt. It is 27-17, Benedictine. The feed in the middle for Stork is going to be slapped away by Diaz. Ravens are going to have it back into the baseline. 2:17 to go, first half. Give Nuge a rebound in the scorebook because he fetches that basketball. He's got the good, always had the good hand. Ravens are going to bring it in right side. Here's Hattie. Back to Owen. That's a little TVL combo right there. As the shot doesn't go in, we'll have a Benedictine foul on Nicole. It is her second foul. Raven team foul three. And Nicole is going to check out. Macy comes back in. So Edson back in the ball game. We're down to 2 minutes of play in the opening half. Lady Ravens up 10 at 27-17 in a low-scoring bit of business so far this evening. Well, Bobcats will lob it over to the right side. Now the pass batted away by Brueggemann and saved out on top. The baseline three high, arcing and well short. Brueggemann is going to rebound it down. Here comes BC. Ravens are going to run. Brueggemann has it batted away from her, able to recover it. Kicks it over to Edson, now to Dieters. Owen, left and right, alternating hands with the dribble. Pulls it up on the wing, kicks it out on top. Brueggemann with 15 of the shot clock. Minute and a half to go in the half. Riley down the right side of the lane. Goes in and up. It's short. Rebound. cleared down by Peru State. A minute 20 to go before intermission. Bergman tries to bat the ball away in the backcourt, but Diaz is able to recover and hang on to it. Out on top is going to be Sanders. Weaves it around to the right side, driving into the lane, dropping a shoulder, going up with the left hand and hitting the driving layup. Vonderschmidt. 8 points for Arison Vonderschmidt. And we've got a minute to go in the half. 27-19, Lady Ravens. Kelly's back in there. She gets a little forearm to the chin. Now he's going to get the ball, goes in and gets the defender, misses the shot, complains to the official about the abuse, and it falls on deaf ears. Here comes Peru State. They've cut the Raven lead to 8 and can cut it even further before halftime. They run motion. The loop back to the left side of the free throw line. Looking into the middle is going to be Diaz. She'll drive in, go up, score it. Diaz for 2. 27-21. And now it's a 6-0 run by Peru State. And with a shot clock off, Benedictine is going to have the final possession of the first half. Here's Bergman with 13. Into the lane with 10. Puts up the shot. Draws the foul. Coming to the line. Is that Diaz? No. It is Diaz. I thought it was, and then I went down. It wasn't, but it's going to be the third foul on Kylie Diaz with 9 seconds left in the first half. And I'm sure Coach is going to take her out. You know when it's risk with a few seconds left, a fourth first half foul on your leading every statistic person. At the line, Bergman, 2 of 2, now 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 9 seconds left in the half. But they're going to leave Diaz out there. I think it's a high risk. Second free throw. Yes. 29-21. Peru down the floor. 28-foot mark. They get it to Diaz. This is why she stayed in. Puts up the driving shot. Missed it. Ravens rebounded down. It's halftime. Here we go. The teams are headed for the locker room, and we're going to come back and summarize the first half for you. The score here in the Nolan Gymnasium at intermission. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 29, Peru State 21.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
We could have been here for a while. Hey, welcome back to the Nolan Gym. The guys' teams are out of the court now, going through. Got a little warm-up action, getting ready for what will be the second half of our doubleheader this evening here on CARE. With the ladies' teams in the locker room and the respective coaches here at halftime, let's kind of recap how the first half has gone, shall we? First of all, for Benedictine, let me get these numbers back up here where I can find them. First off, let's do Peru State. They're being led in scoring by Arison Vonderschmidt with 8 points. Kylie Diaz saddled with foul trouble early in limited time has 6, and Savannah Bingham 5. The other two belong to Kiara Dodd. For the Lady Ravens, how about Owen Dieters? 10 points at halftime. Leads the way. 8 for Riley Brueggemann. Got Kelly Stork with 5. Nicole Stork with 4. and rounding it out, Macy Edson for Benedictine with two. Looking at the fouls a little bit and some of the other percentage numbers for Peru State, here's the big one. Kylie Diaz. I know I've been talking about it a lot, but I think it is very, very important to note that Peru State's leading scorer, averaging 23-6 a game, leading rebounder, averaging over 10, assist leader, and block leader, three fouls at halftime. So her game is probably going to have to be altered a little bit in the second half, but or she's going to see very limited playing time out on the floor because, yeah, that's a lot of fouls and a lot of foul trouble. No other player with three. Wait a minute, let me fix that. You also have Bingham for Peru with three. And Bingham, by the way, when you go through the Peru State leaders, Diaz has everything except the steals, and that belongs to Savannah Bingham, the 5'8" senior point guard. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, fouls, three for Nicole Stork, two for Kelly Stork, and only one other foul on the team, and that belongs to Owen Dieters. Rebounding leaders for Peru, you've got Toby with five, as Peru has 22 rebounds to Benedictine's 18. Lady Ravens are led by Kyla Fitzgerald and Kelly Stork, four rebounds apiece. Shooting the ball. Wow, BC started off slowly, but kind of gained a little steam. They end up at the half, hitting 37% on 11 of 30 shooting the ball, including 18% from outside on 2 of 11. Well, Peru State not even doing that well. They're 1 of 9 from the outside, 11% shooting. And on 10 of 30 shooting, that's 33% from the floor. Ravens have done themselves a lot of good at the free throw line with their 5 of 6. Peru has not shot a free throw tonight. That all said, second half's going to be a good one. We've seen both teams go on big runs. We saw, and they're going to stop that. We saw Benedictine go on a 15-0 run from late in the opening quarter into the middle of the second. Then we saw Peru turn right around and they go on a 6-7-0 run. And so neither team is out of this thing. Certainly Peru State's able to come back from this 8-point deficit in the second half. Ravens are going to see if they can't stop that. We'll be back to see it happen. We're taking a break. Second half of the ladies game coming up for the guys after that. But right now, with the halftime score here in the Nola Gym, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 29, Peru State 21. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He's got halftime.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar, we've got Sports Look coming to you tomorrow night, immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene, normally airing right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evening. Following Sports Look, we'll have Coaches Insight, featuring the coaches of Atchison High, Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. Both those shows are coming up tomorrow night. On Friday night, we'll have high school basketball as Mar Hill Mount Academy will be on the road at JCN. Tune in at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens are on the road taking on Clark. High noon is the scheduled tip-off time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in a moment with the scores as I have them.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance. 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Taking a look around the area of the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got Missouri Baptist and Culver Stockton at the half. Culver Stockton's leading Missouri Baptist 34-20 in the women's game. William Penn is on top in the William Penn Mount Mercy matchup. In the Central Methodist William Woods matchup, Central Methodist is carrying the day so far at the half at 34 points to William Woods 17. Missouri Valley is leading Park at the half, with Missouri Valley ladies at 45, Park 30. In the Graceland-Clark game, it is Clark so far with 51 points to Graceland's 22 at the half. And in this game, we've got the Lady Ravens leading the Peru State Bobcats with a score of Lady Ravens 29, Peru State 21. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. 42 tonight, under mainly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Heavy rain likely again, tomorrow 54. Chance for scattered showers, tomorrow night, 33. High of 43 Friday, with a slight chance for scattered showers. Slight chance of snow, 39 on Saturday. A dusting of snow, Friday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now, we're sitting at 57 degrees here in downtown Atchison. The winds are out of the southeast at 6 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 33%, giving us a feels-like temperature of 54 degrees out there. The dew point is 26 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 29.73 inches of mercury. We'll be back to Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening skip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
And again, we welcome you back to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus at Atchison, Kansas. The guys' teams have stepped aside. Ladies are back out of the court warming up, getting ready to go to the second half. Men's game, of course, coming up after this one. It'll be about 7:30-ish here on CARE. It looks like we're in pretty good shape to get that off close to on time. So we have more hoops coming your way. Ladies game finds Benedictine here at halftime, enjoying a 29-21 lead over Peru State. You know, we were talking about Peru State's Kylie Diaz and the fact that she leads her team. I guess maybe when I should have also mentioned is that Kylie Diaz also leads the conference in scoring and leads the conference in rebounding, second in the conference in field goal percentage. So while those are pretty good, you know who leads the conference in field goal percentage? How about Benedictine's Kelly Stork? Kelly is knocking down 61.2% of her shots. That is a phenomenally outstanding number. So Kelly Stork, leading conference in field goal percentage, and she has five for Benedictine. All of them for Kelly came in the opening quarter here tonight. Kelly's going to be out there with Michaela Bauman and Kyla Fitzgerald, Owen Dieters, and Riley Bergman. Nicole Stork will not start the second half as she's saddled with three fouls. For Peru State, it'll be looking down here, looks like their original starting five. McKenzie Toby. You've got Arizona Vonderschmidt, Dakota Hainer, Savannah Bingham, and Kylie Diaz. Here we go. The ball belongs to the Lady Ravens to begin the second half. We're underway. From the top, it's a three wide right. Rebound is on the floor, chased down to the corner, and rescued. Then double-teamed, but able to get rid of the basketball is going to be Vonderschmidt. Here comes Peru State. The ball batted away by Dieters, but saved by Diaz on top. She travels with it right there. No whistle. Now to the left block. The shot misses. Rebound tipped around. Saved by Peru. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Peru State running shot. No good. Rebound. Kelly Stork. Here comes Benedictine. Owen Dieters taking it down the left side. Comes into the lane. Change of direction. Has the ball stripped out of her hands. Dumps it back over to the left side. Fitzgerald goes three. Can't get it. Rebound. Batted around. Going to be saved by Bingham. Here comes Peru. Bingham all the way down to the baseline. There they lose the handle on it. Able to recover it. Duffy Diaz. Hook pass back out on top where the three set sail and misses. And it'll be saved by Diaz for Peru State. Diaz pushing off with the forearm. Tries to drive into the middle of Kent. Here's another three. That one is perfect. So, Toby will hit that one from the outside. And for McKinley, her first point of the game. It is 29-24. Benedictine, 8.5 to go in the third quarter. The feed into the lane. Stork will turn, go up with the left hand, and hit it. That's one of the things that make Kelly Stork really dangerous. She shoots well with both hands from both sides. She's got 7 points, and the Ravens go back up by 7. It's 31-24. All the way to the baseline right, Bingham will turn and miss it. Here's the board cleared away by Brueggemann. Riley up the floor, kicks it right. Dieters goes three, hits three. Owen Dieters, her third three tonight. She's got 13 points. Benedictine leads by double figures at 34-24. From the baseline corner for three. Yeah, her estate warming up a little bit. Savannah Bingham with 8, 34-27. By the way, the two teams began, you wouldn't think they were going to be like this. And the feed goes underneath, and Stork will not get that layup to fall. But they both clubs seem to have shaken off those early cold shooting blues. 7-11 to go in the third quarter. Diaz brings it on top. Set shot for three, misses. Kelly Stork rebounds, goes to Brueggemann. Riley up the floor, goes right side. Michaela hits the driving layup. Brueggemann gets an assist. Michaela Bauman on the board. 36-27, Benedictine. Now the Ravens coming up with a steal of the upcourt pass, and then we have a foul trying to get the ball back. That is going to be McKinley Toby. It'll be her first foul. It'll be team foul one of the third quarter. So, Toby, 3 points. BC is going to take Kelly Stork out, and Nicole is going to come back into the game. So Nicole Stork, Macy Edson, Diana Mosier's out there, Riley Brueggemann, and Hattie Gross. So the Ravens, with that depth of bench they have got, it is such a luxury to be able to just continue to rotate in fresh players. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Here's Hattie for three. It's off to the left side. Rebound. Proof. Tomcats race it into the forecourt. Swinging it down the right side. It's going to be Toby. Now work it over to the right side. That's Caitlin Sanders in the game. Stop it from 17, but Diaz will pass up the shot. Now a charge or a block. The officials are looking at each other. They don't know what to call. They're going to talk about it before they make a decision, and it is a block. Now there's some confusion still between the two, as Peru State is going to put Kylie Diaz on the free throw line. Those two guys were not sure which it was. Each was looking to the other to make the initial call. And now they're going to talk about it. I don't think this is quite over. They're going to send the teams to their respective benches. They're going to come over and review the film and film. Did they really review? Do what? Oh, see if it went in? And you see, I'm old. They're reviewing the film. I don't know how much film there is, but while they review the play, let's call it that, we're going to take a timeout. The break at 6:16 to go in the third quarter of the women's game, where it's Benedictine 36, Peru State 27.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options,
Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Oh, yeah, here we are back with you in the Nolan Gym. 6:16 to go in the third quarter. And apparently they're not putting points on the board, so they're not going to say there was a basket. And it will be Kylie Diaz coming to the free throw line for two free throws. She is a 78% free throw shooter. She's already shot 118 free throws this year. That's when you're playing a lot and you're getting in the middle and you're making things happen and a lot of action going on around you. Her first one here is absolutely perfect. It is her seventh point tonight. 36-28. And the second one, in the midst of a hushed gym, is also good. 36-29. Now Diaz will exit the game for Peru, and Harrison Vonderschmidt, the 5'10 junior for Falls City, going to rotate back in. Here comes Benedictine. They'll deal with a little full court pressure into the forecourt, and you don't see a lot of that. The 6'3" freshman post driving a ball across midcourt. But she did, and did a nice job. Inside six to go in the third. Here's Macy with it on the right side. Little skip pass to Nicole. Kicks it back to Macy. She'll go from 10 off the rim twice. No. Rebound, Peru. Here come the Lady Bombcats at the 5:45 mark. Quarter three. Benedictine up seven. The pass kicked out on top. That's going to be Toby with it. She'll dish it back over to the right side to Hainer. Again, they just run that motion side to side to reverse the ball and bring it back again. Shot clock at seven. The feed into the lane. The ball deflected. It's on the floor. It's going to be stolen by Benedictine. Henson coming up with a basketball, and here come the Lady Ravens. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Brueggemann is going to have it on the right side, way out at the elbow at the 28-foot mark. And she's going to shoot from there. It won't go down. And the rebound is going to hit the floor twice, bounce its way out of play. And the ball is going to come back to Peru State. And the Bobcats very quickly are going to get Kylie Diaz back in the game. They just brought her out probably to give her a quick breath. Maybe coach had something to share with her. And they've got her right back out on the floor. 5 minutes to go in the third. Peru with the basketball, but they trail by seven. Out on top, that's Sanders. Caitlin dishes it over to the right side. They go all the way to the corner. Now feed Diaz outside the block. Back to the top. Goes three. Hits three. Another three-point shot in this quarter by McKinley Toby, the 5'9 sophomore from Broken Bow, Nebraska, has gotten her team back to within four at 36-32. Brueggemann feeds in the middle. Stork turns, spins, shoots, gets it. Now, that was a flop in the middle, trying to draw the offensive foul, and it wasn't even a very good flop, but it did allow Nicole to hit the easy, uncontested layup, and she's got six. 4:10 to go, third quarter. We are due a media break, Joseph, so that'll be coming up, I would suspect, sooner than later. Another three, and another one's good. Back to back to back. Three-point shots by McKinley Toby. She is a 37% three-point shooter, but she's found the range right now. It's 38-35, Benedictine, 3:40 to go, third quarter. Ravens will kick it over to the right side. Edson will feed in the middle. Stork back out on top. Brueggemann, shot clock at eight. Brueggemann backs away, pulls up, shoots three, wide right, didn't hit the iron. Rebound pulled down by Peru. Two Ravens collide in the backcourt. And what kind of a call do we have? A Raven foul coming up the floor. A foul on Brueggemann. And that's going to bring us to the break, right? We haven't gotten it indicated by anyone. And now the teams are going to just leave the floor and let's do it. We're going to take our break, Joseph, at 3:27 to go. Quarter number three in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine 38, Prairie State 35.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wine, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
With Lady Raven basketball, Benedictine on defense. Peru brings it in, goes to the left baseline shot, way too sharp. Owen Dieters back in the game, rebounds it down, gets it away to Michaela Bauman. Hook pass back out on top, rotates it over to the left. Raven's moving the ball briskly, now out on top to Mosier. 3 minutes to go in the third, squaring up, going three, shot short, rebound tipped down, and got to be a foul on Stork, right? It is not on Stork. The foul is on Prairie State, and that is going to be the fourth on Diaz as she checks out. That was a big call. Ravens bring it in. The little give and go inside to Nicole. The bucket is up and good. Stork with the bucket. She's got 8. 40-35. Lady Ravens with the lead, and we're inside 3 to go in the quarter. Now we'll have a Benedictine foul. It's going to be on Mosier, her first. Benedictine's third quarter foul. 2:45 and counting here in the third. BC up 5. Peru with the basketball. They'll feed across. That was good movement. The shot didn't fall, but we're going to have free throws coming up for the Lady Bobcats. Coming to the line is going to be Bonderschmidt. Bonderschmidt really disappointed that she was not able to capitalize on that shot opportunity as Nicole picks up her fourth foul. So each team with one of their leading players with 4 fouls and out of the game. And the free throw here is up and good. Bonderschmidt collecting her 9th point of the game, a 79% free throw shooter, a 35 of 44 coming in today. Will knock both of these down, giving her 10 points today, and the Raven lead, again, only 3. With 2.5 to go in the third quarter, Bauman feeds underneath. There's Kelly, goes up, no foul called, and they're going to say it's out of bounds off Benedictine. So for Peru State, they have battled back from a double-digit deficit in the second quarter, and they could tie it up on this possession. They get it across the timeline and bring it into the forecourt with Bingham. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Dieters. She comes down the court, running shot. It's up. It's in. Owen Dieters. A huge defensive play. Turns it into a big offensive play. And the Ravens are back up 5. 2 minutes left in the third. Back down the right side. Where the Bobcats, Bonderschmidt, kicks it off on top, the running 12-footer, nope, but a foul on Kelly. So Kelly Stork will have her 3rd foul. She'll have Benedictine's 15th foul of the quarter. And Peru will again come to the free throw line. Peru has shot some free throws lately. And this one hangs on the rim and then tumbles in. That is the first point of the game for Caitlin Sanders. Caitlin out of Lewiston, Nebraska, little 5'9 junior. Second free throw is good. And it is a 1-point game. With a minute 56 to go in the third quarter, Benedictine has the ball and a 1-point lead at 40-39. Dieters comes into the forecourt down the right side. Here's the entry pass to Kelly, running shot, no. Rebound, Peru. Here come the Lady Bobcats looking for their first lead in a very long time. They'll dish it off on top. Bonderschmidt steps inside, twists, turns, can't get a shot away. Kicks it back to Toby. Back to Vonderschmidt. Up and Purs in front. Vonderschmidt with a dozen. And Benedictson trailing with a minute 15 to go in the quarter. The shot from underneath. Stork blocked. Rebound. Peru. Down the right side they come. Look at this. Stretch that lead. Thinking about the three. They won't do it. Go to the right side of the lane. Cutting in. Changing directions. Turning. Shooting. Missing. Precy's going to rebound it down. It's going to be Kyla Fitzgerald. Dieters up the floor. In the last minute now of the third. Dieters coast to coast. Drives in. Goes in. Goes up. Give her the bucket plus one. What a great play by Owen Dieters. The foul is going to be called on Vonderschmidt. And Owen Dieters will come to the line. I guess you could say she's having a pretty good game. That's 17 points already. Looking for a free throw here. And we are still in the third quarter. This one, yep. 43-41. Benedictine goes back in front. Seconds. Quickly over to the left side. Game clock at 39, shot clock at 19. Cruz being very patient. Looks for a good shot. The drive into the lane, the 15-footer is not a good shot. And the rebound is going to be out of bounds off Brueggemann. So, there are now 27 seconds left in the third quarter, and shot clock gets back to 20. I'm going to correct that score. Somewhere I missed one. It is 45-41. Here's a one-handed, left-handed shot. Up, no. Rebound. Brueggemann. Ravens with plenty of time to get a good look at the rim. 17 seconds left in the third quarter as they get into the forecourt. They wide the floor. Over to the right side is Kelly. Out on top, Brueggemann with six. She'll shoot with five and hit the three. Brueggemann's first and only points of the third quarter come right there. And we, taking a break, we'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up. It's Benedictine's Lady Ravens 48, Peru State 41.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Lady Ravens in front with 10 minutes to play. Going to the fourth quarter. Now, coaches have a ton of decisions to make and a lot of coaching to do and a lot of calls. But here's one that each of these coaches is going to make tonight that I'm really curious about. I am curious, thank you, at what point does each coach put in one of his team leaders who's on the bench right now with four fouls? Diaz for Peru State, four fouls. Nicole Stork for Benedictine, four fouls. And you put them out right out the gate, you let them rest a little bit, and then bring them in early, middle. Where at in the fourth quarter do you reintroduce that player to the floor? Let's see how it shakes out. Right now, Diaz is not on the floor to begin the fourth quarter. And neither is Nicole Stork. The Ravens are going to have Brueggemann, Fitzgerald, Mosier, Bauman, and Stork. Kelly. For Peru State, it's going to be Toby out there with Vonderschmidt and Hainer. They're going to have Dodd. And it's going to be Sanders. Here we go. Peru will have the ball to begin the fourth quarter, and we are back underway. Guys game still coming up. 7:30 anticipated start for that one. Bobcats down the left side. The feed into the lane. The shot goes up. No good. Put an offensive board. Peru brings it back on top. Here's a hot hand. It's three. It's no good. And a board pulled down by BC. Ravens up the court. Bergman gets bumped. No foul. She'll keep the dribble alive. Feeds underneath to Kelly. Shot up. No. Rebound tipped down high. Bruce State's going to clear it down. 9:20 to play in the game. Coach Folsom wanted a foul on that. The official said, no, no, no. She was standing, arms straight up. Over to the right block. Back to the top. Another three shot. And here again, there's your hot hand for Peru. That is Toby. And McKinley has 12 points on 4 3-point shots. We're 9 minutes to go in the game. Benedictine with the basketball, leading at 48-44. The pass down to the baseline for Kelly Stork is going to get away. Benedictine will turn it over, and here's part of our answer as Nicole Stork comes in for Kelly. So it took the Ravens about a minute to get Nicole into the game, but let's see how long she stays. We'll make a little note. She comes in at 8:50. The ball comes into the forecourt. Peru into the lane. Back on top. Uncontested for three. Yeah. Again, it's McKenna Toby. Her fifth second half 3-point shot. 48-47 with 8.5 to play. Ravens now hanging on to the 1-point lead. Bergman, the driving shot off the window for two. 50-47. Peru up the floor. They'll cross it to the right side. Go to the baseline. The jumper from there is in. Tierra Dodd. 50-49. 8 minutes left. 8 minutes is a long basketball time. BC will get it to Fitzgerald. Peru playing a tight player defense. Out on top, Mosier. She'll back away. Go three and hit it. These teams are playing it now. Diana Moser's first bucket of the game. 53-49. Right now, they're just going toe-to-toe and trading shots. 7.5 to play. Over to the right block. Backing into the lane. Hook shot to the top. The uncontested three. No. Rebound. Bergman. Riley's going to sweep it away, clear it off in the backcourt, and bring it up the floor with 7:11 to go in the game. She'll bring it top of the key. Goes a running three. No! Rebound, Peru. Riley Bergman, 1 of 6 from the outside in the game. Here's a drive to the right side. Dropping a shoulder, dropping a shoulder, dropping a shoulder. Now, crossing over, hitting the reverse layup. Count it, plus one. The foul is going to be on Benedictine. Kayla Fitzgerald will have her first foul. Benedictine will have their first foul of the fourth quarter. We're going to get Nicole Stork back out of the game. Brueggemann coming out of the game. Kelly Stork is back in, and you got Dieters out there. The free throw. No. So it is 53-51. And the Ravens into the middle. Here's a shot good. 55-51. And then BC's going to force a turnover in the backcourt. At 6:43 to go. Peru State is going to go to the bench. Not bringing in Diaz, but bringing back into the game Savannah Bingham. Here's the Ravens underneath, and the bucket, Kelly Stork with the left hand. Give her the score, and a free throw coming her way. So a nice feed to the left side. A left-handed layup is up and good by Kelly. Gets fouled, coming to the free throw line, the shot, yep. So Kelly Stork responds with a conventional three-point play, getting her 10 points on the evening. And Benedictine has forged a quick 58-51 lead. They've scored 5 consecutive now, and that's big this time of the game. Here's a three on the other end, and that was just like a desperation shot, kind of thrown at the basket by Savannah Bingham, and she'll knock it in. 58-54. Peru's three-point shooting numbers in this fourth quarter have been phenomenal. Actually, in the last half of the third quarter and into the fourth. Again, the feed in the middle of Kelly. She'll drive, force it up, doesn't get it. Rebound tipped out. Peru basketball. On the floor right now for the Lady Ravens, Jeters and Fitzgerald with Bauman, Moser, and Stork. And as quickly as I say that, Coach Folsom is going to get Gracie Edson back in, the 6'3 freshman. So Edson is in for Stork. No, Edson is in with Stork. Peru up the floor. 5:55 to go in the game. Shot blocked by Edson. That's why she's in there. Picked up by Stork, and here comes Benedictine. Jeters will bring it into the fourth quarter. 5:45 and running along in the fourth quarter. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by four. The feed, right block. The shot, offensive foul called. And there was another one of those flop plays. But that time it worked for Peru State, is hurling herself backward and to the floor. Goes Tierra Dodd. And that's going to be the fourth foul for Kelly Stork. And here is the answer for Peru State. With 5:38 to go in the game, we're going to get Kylie Diaz to come in. So Diaz coming in with those four fouls at 5:38 to go. Peru State coming up the floor. They're down 4 points. They'll swing it over to the right side. Diaz at the free throw line. Beautiful backdoor pass and the easy layup. Diaz gets the assist and the bucket goes to Tierra Dodd. 58-56. The feed to Kelly. She'll spin, twist, turn. And is that the fifth foul on Diaz? Count the bucket. No. The foul is going to be on Toby. I thought that was Diaz down there. They're going to call a foul on McKenna Toby. 60-56. Kelly's free throw. Knocked it down. Kelly Stork with two conventional three-point plays here in the fourth quarter. And it's 61-56 Benedictine. The feed in the middle of Diaz. Shot deflected. And we're going to have a Benedictine foul called. The foul is going to be on Michaela. So Bauman will be called for the foul. And with exactly 5 minutes on the scoreboard clock, we're going to get a timeout before the teams come to the free throw line. Taking a break, 5 minutes exactly left in the game. Lady Ravens of Benedictine, 61, Peru State, 56.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
In the studio, producing and engineering. Tom Council here, courtside, and we're down to the last 5 minutes in this women's college basketball game. It is a 61-56 Benedictine lead. Lady Ravens have led most of the game, but Peru was able to battle back and, in fact, took a one-point lead for about 12, 13 seconds in the late going of the third quarter. But since then, Benedictine is pushed back and now up by five. Come to the line for the Lady Bobcats. It's going to be Kylie Diaz. Diaz, we've mentioned, 78% shooter on the season with a lot of shots taken. For the Ravens, Dieters, Moser, Bauman, Stork, and Edson. Free throw? Yep. So Kylie Diaz has 2 points in the second half on two free throws, and that is all the damage she's been able to do. Second one is up. She'll get it both. Diaz with 9 is 61-57. Ravens coming up the floor, into the forecourt, Stewart. Goes left side, Moser bounces out on top, Jeters. Cruz stays with their player defense. Edson is going to have it up between the circles, coming up to the high post. Here's Bauman, skip pass, and trying to knock the ball away from behind. Bingham reaches around Kelly Stewart, committing the foul. That is 4 for Bingham. So now 2 players out of the court for Peru have 4 fouls each. The feed inside, Stork with the change of hands, and the left-handed layup is good. Big fourth quarter for Kelly Stork, 63-58. Benedictine. 3-point shot, no. Rebound, Peru State. Bobcats lose the handle, able to save it before it gets out of bounds. Peters defending the ball tightly. They'll go to the left side. Twist, the turn, the spin, the shot, and it's good by Von Der Schmidt. 63-60. Peru State not going to go away with 4 minutes to play. Edson has it up topside. Dieters squares, goes 3. Boom! Oh, and Dieters. 21 points for Dieters. Benedictine taking a timeout. We will take one at 3:54 to go in the game. Lady Ravens 66, Peru State 60.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Is it Hometown Heroes Day, right, or just Heroes Day? Yeah. Good to see you. Heroes Day. Good to see members of the APD, the KHP, the AFC. I don't know if there's anybody here from the SO. Maybe he's well-represented here today, and it's nice to see that. Tip of the hat to all of those good people. 3:54 to go in the ball game. Peru State coming out of a timeout, puts it in play in the backcourt. Ravens are going to trap the basketball as it comes into the forecourt. Diaz will have it at the top of the key, swings it over to the left side. And back out on top comes Peru. That's going to be Hayner. Skips it to the right side. Toby's had the hot hand in the middle to Diaz. Shoots, gets fouled, and will come to the line. The foul on Benedictine's Owen Dieters. And for her, it's only the second. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul 4. And back at the free throw line is Diaz, who is 3 out of 4 at the line tonight with 9 points. And there's number 10. So Kylie Diaz, averaging 23-6 a game. She's not getting to that. But she's hoping to get to half of that here pretty soon. This one will get her pretty close and perfect. So Diaz, 5 out of 6 at the free throw line, including 4 of 4 here in the fourth quarter. Edson out of the ball game. Back in comes Nicole Stork for Benedictine. Nicole will bring the ball in to Mosier. Back to Stork. She doesn't want to bring it up. She'll get it over to Dieters. Back to Stork. She'll get it across. Left side Mosier, and the Ravens are going to run the offense. 3:20 to go in the ball game. Stork has the top side. Dumps it over to Stork. That's Kelly. Back out on top, Nicole. Here's Moser. Ravens pretty much straight away at the top. Straight ahead. 7 on the shot clock. Dieters will drive inside. And the ball's going to be blocked out of bounds. And I'm surprised that Diaz took a swipe at that. 3:07 to go. And here comes Brueggemann back in. So Brueggemann comes in and Benedictine. Looking out of the court, they've got that starting 5 rotated back into the game with 3:07 to go. Inbound it comes. Talk about the one-handed little one-footed jumping shot. Riley's got 15. It is 68-62. We're inside 3 minutes to play. Lob pass on top. Wide open three. Buried. Three-point shot for Peru State. I'm going to tell you what, there's no give up in this team. That bucket by Bingham. What is that, her fourth three tonight? Inbound, back door. The shot is up and good. Nice floor awareness that Kelly Stewart gets two more. It is 70-65. 2:20 to play. Now, here's the thing. Benedictine is going to be just fine with trading buckets every trip up and down because the clock keeps running. Peru State cannot keep trading baskets. Here's a three. It's up and good. And another three-point shot for Toby. That is her sixth three in the second half. Minute 57 to go in the game. Benedictine in the middle. Here's Nicole. Stripped out of her hand. Goes to the floor to pick it up. Stripped out of her hand. Kicks it down to Brueggemann for three. Off the rim once, twice. No good. Fouled and coming to the line for three free throws. The foul on Peru State. And it'll be Riley Brueggemann coming to the line. She is going to be shooting three, and that is going to be the fifth foul for Savannah Bingham. So Bingham is going to foul out of the game with a minute 47 to go. She's going to wrap it up with 14 points. And it's a great game for Peru State. And at the line for Benedict, then Brueggemann, a 75% free throw shooter. First one right there. 16 points tonight for Riley. And there's 17. One more free throw. It's like the end of the KU game last night. Hitting those three free throws. This one? Oh, yeah. With machine-like accuracy, three free throws pushes the Raven lead now to 73-68. A minute and a half left. Here's Peru State. They need a really good shot. And we've got a collision, and Kelly Stewart collides with McKenna Toby, and they're going to call a foul on Brueggemann. I didn't even see her in there. A couple of fouls for Riley Brueggemann and Coach Folsom before the foul shots are taken. He's going to take a timeout. We're taking a break with a minute and a half left. We got a great finish here. It's Benedictine's Lady Ravens 73, Peru State 68.
Head out, head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday night, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
And a half minutes to play. It's all come down to this. 73-68, Lady Ravens in front. And Peru State has done a fantastic job of just staying with them and staying close and not letting the Ravens get out of reach and continuing to battle back. And coming to the free throw line has been one of the hot hands in that. And here's the free throw up and good by McKinley Toby. She hits the first one. Jim getting pretty quiet. She'll hit the second one. What a great game for Toby. 21, is that right? 21 points. A minute 20 to play. Ravens with a 3-point, one possession lead. It is 73-70. BC will take it out on top. Be very patient. Here's Brueggemann. She'll go left, goes up, draws the foul, and that's it for Diaz. So Brueggemann aggressively works into the middle. Diaz comes over, had to do something to try to stop her, and she will exit the game. We will have had two Peru State players foul out in the course of 35 seconds. Fouling out here with a minute 7 to go. And Diaz, who averages, we've been talking about it all night, averages 23 plus the game. She ends the night with 11 tonight. First free throw does not go in for Brueggemann. She hit 3 in a row a moment ago. Front half won't go down. Second half is on its way and crawls up and in. That's a big shot, making it a two-possession game, 74-70. A minute 4 to go. Peru will get into the forecourt, take a timeout. Let's do it. Time out of the court. 1:02 left in the women's game here on KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison, Benedict and Sadie Ravens, 74, Peru State, 70.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Peru State trailing it by 4 with a minute 2 to go. Puts the ball in play at the end of their bench. And out on top of the basketball, the red hot McKenna Toby. And now the ball's going to be taken away. Benedictine comes up with it. And here's Owen Dieters into the forecourt. The Raven freshman. Topside it goes. Bauman, Brueggemann, and again, the Raven guards handling the ball up topside. Taking up time. Here's Nicole. Back over to the right side to Kelly. 37, 10 on the shot clock, back door, the shot, Nicole with the bucket. 10 points for her, 76-70 Benedictine. 27 seconds to go. Peru State in some trouble. They will go into the lane. The Ravens just went a layback. Don't commit the foul. The bucket is going to be good by Toby. And it's a 4-point game with 19 seconds to play. And we're going to get fouled quickly in the backcourt by McKenna Toby. It is only her third foul of the game. It'll put the Ravens on the free throw line as both teams are in the bonus. And coming to the stripe, Riley Brueggemann. First one. There it is. 1 more shot coming up for Riley. At any rate, it's still a 2-possession lead. Has she hit none of them, or if she hit both of them, which she did. So Brueggemann hits them both, and the Ravens are going to go up now 78-72. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. They're going to take a little quick timeout, and we're going to talk about the fact that we got a full week of hoops action coming up here on Care Radio. So we encourage you to join us for that. Tomorrow night, Gus and I are going to be with you. Sports Look returns in 2026. We'll be here on Care Radio right after Brian Hagan's evening report. So, you know, around 5:20 or so, as soon as the news, weather, and sports and all of that is done, we're going to have Sports Look. Going to get you up to speed with all things that are going on, how things are shaking out around the high schools and the college game and more. So join us for that. Friday night. Then it's going to be high school basketball on Care Radio. A quick glance at the old sched. Friday night, it's going to be Marhill Mount Academy, Jefferson County North. So that will be a great game in the Northeast Kansas League. And then Saturday, these Benedictine Ravens will be at Clark. You'll hear those games Saturday at 12 and 2. Here we go. The ball is going to be put in from the 28-foot marker to far side. Driving in, going up, and the layup hangs on the lip of the rim and it finally rolls in. And it's going to be good for Sanders. Ravens will have it in the backcourt, 11 seconds, and there's the foul. So Peru making a quick foul, and that is going to be Caitlin Sanders. Her first foul of the contest. And once again, it'll be Riley Brueggemann coming to the line for BC. Two shots coming up for Riley. Out of Lenexa, Kansas. St. James Academy, as I recall. First shot up. Won't quite get in. One more shot coming here. 11 seconds left. A four-point Benedictine lead. This one, short. Rebound. Pulled down by Peru. And we're going to get another Bobcat timeout. Hey, Peru's not giving up on this thing. And certainly they ought not to. They're still right in it. Joseph, we will take the break right here. 10 seconds to go in the contest. Lady Ravens in front, 78-74.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Riley Brueggemann and Owen Teeters, 21 apiece for Benedictine. It's the Lady Ravens looking to hang on here and take this W at home. The shot goes up by Peru, missing, rebound, pulled down by Nicole. And back to the other end of the floor we will go, and it'll be Nicole Stork at the line. Nicole has 10 points, 5 of 10 shooting the ball, has not had a free throw opportunity yet tonight. She is a 61% free throw shooter. That one's perfect. The junior from Adele. This one right there. And a Raven stalled it away, leading by 6 with 4 seconds to go. They'll kind of back off. Half court shot at the buzzer off the rim. Final score in the women's game. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 80. Peru State, 74, has a lot of points. We'll add them up and recap it for you when we return right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
I'll tell you what, Lady Ravens, they've been scoring some points lately. They roll up 80 tonight in an impressive win over a scrappy Peru State team. 80-74, the BC women win it. Well, Peru State, leading scorer for the Lady Bobcats, leading scorer in a ballgame was McKenna Toby. She had 6 threes in the second half on her way to 22 tonight. 14 tonight for Harrison Vonderschmidt, also 14 for Savannah Bingham. Double digits for Kylie Diaz. The Ravens held her to 11 this evening. Caitlin Sanders, 6, and also Tierra Dodd with 6. For Benedictine, high-scoring honors are shared by Riley Brueggemann and Owen Dieters with 21 points apiece. Kelly Stork knocking down 17. A dozen for Nicole Stork. Diana Moser off the bench with 5. Macy Edson, 2. And 2 for Michaela Bauman. So for Benedictine, it is back-to-back wins. They go to 11-5 and now 7-1. And the Heart of America Athletic Conference's Peru State goes to 9-7. They are 6-3. I'll tell you what, guys are out there warming up. We're going to be looking forward to this, and this should be a great one. Men's college basketball coming up next on Kid Radio. Again, in game one tonight, it was the Lady Ravens of Benedictine knocking out Peru State 80-74. Don't go far. We got men's college basketball coming up in a few minutes, but right now we're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.